Four astronauts are currently circling the Earth in a capsule from the commercial company SpaceX.
4, 3, 2, 1, ignition, and go Falcon, go Solaris.
They're about a day away from conducting the first ever private spacewalk. Before the launch, our co-host A. Martinez previewed the mission with NPR science correspondent Jeff Brumfiel.
So, Jeff, who's on board?
Jared Isaacman is the mission commander and also the money behind this flight, although he won't tell us exactly how much he paid for it. Now, he's a wealthy internet entrepreneur who has been very into space travel for years. His pilot is Scott Poteet, an ex-Air Force pilot who's worked with Isaacman in the private sector. And then there are two SpaceX engineers, Sarah Gillis and Anna Menon.
All right. Now, if I was funding a privately funded spacewalk, I'd want to be mission commander, too. It has to go hand in hand. All right. So how this is going to work?
The mission is going to start out with everyone inside this SpaceX Dragon capsule. So this is a little space capsule like we've seen astronauts taking to and from the space station for years. But when the time comes, they're going to put on SpaceX spacesuits and then purge all the air out of the capsule and open the hatch. Isaacman and Gillis will each climb out and take a look at planet Earth. Then after about 15, 20 minutes each, they'll seal the hatch, refill the capsule with oxygen, and that'll be that, the first private spacewalk.
Wow. Okay, now it sounds like it could be risky. So what would be some of the dangers?
Yeah, you know, spacewalks actually are one of the riskiest things and one of the most difficult things astronauts can do. You sort of have to think about spacesuits as tiny little spaceships. And the problem is they don't have a lot of air inside. So if something goes wrong, it can go wrong really badly. And also, they're just really hard to move around in. I know it feels like you should just be able to float around in space, but it turns out it's more like going to work inside a giant overinflated party balloon. I spoke to Italian astronaut Luca Parmitano, and he says you're constantly fighting your suit.
At one point during the spacewalk, you're going to be tired, you're going to be hot, you're going to be cold, and your hands are going to hurt.
Because just like squeezing your gloves takes lots of work. And all that exertion can cause problems as well. In fact, one early astronaut came back to Earth 13 pounds lighter after he sweat so profusely inside his spacesuit that he actually had to end his spacewalk early. Now, finally, on top of all that, there's space debris, there's suit malfunctions, and there's the fact that none of these four have done a spacewalk before. This is going to be a first.
So given all that, and given all that risk, why is Mission Commander Jared Isaacman doing this?
Isaacman really loves his fast toys. He flies fighter jets, and he actually went to space once before in a SpaceX capsule in 2021, though that time he did not get out. I'm not sure I've heard him say this, but Luca Parmitano says he knows why someone would want to do a spacewalk, and it comes down to the view. It's unlike anything he's ever seen. He's done 6 spacewalks, and it never gets old.
It's almost as if time stops for a second, or maybe it's your heart that stops for a second. It's just, it's incredibly beautiful. Our planet is so beautiful, and it's right there.
And for its part, SpaceX is hoping that the technology in these spacesuits can someday be used on missions beyond our planet, to the moon, or maybe even to Mars.
NPR science correspondent Jeff Brumfiel, thanks.
Thank you.